Ex-Hermosa workers say 63 union members were blacklisted, and the factory owner ran off with more than $280,000 that were for employees' back pay and severance packages. Adidas said in May that it would help the blacklisted workers get work, set up a workplace abuse hotline, and make its contracted plants abide by its code of conduct. Don Krim of the UW Chancellor's office says nearly a half year later, administrators are pleased at results.
Because of Adidas's efforts, there has been a law change in the El Salvadoran government. The law requires an employer to be current on Social Security and pension fund contributions before they can receive export permits, therefore preventing any future situation where funds would not be present if a closure occurred.
Krim acknowledges that no calls have been made yet with the toll-free abuse hotline, and data is still vague on how many blacklisted workers now work in area factories. Zach Knorr of United Students Against Sweatshops says he's heard that one neighboring plant, called Chi Fung, has rejected the blacklisted employees.
A few of the workers have actually applied for jobs and have been denied. That seems to make it clear that they're being denied because they're union members. So while Adidas is claiming that they're taking steps to ensure that these workers get rehired, not a single worker who was trying to form a union has actually received a job at Chi Fung.
Knorr says the UW should end its multi-million dollar contract with Adidas. The UW's Don Krim says the company is making progress, so the contract is still good. She adds an Adidas representative will visit the UW-Madison's Labor Licensing Committee this Friday to discuss developments. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.